London, South, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. They've done it up really nice. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
Morning, Errol. Good morning. I said good morning. Morning. Good morning.
Not morning. Sorry, Sean, I was gargling.
Oh, well, you want to watch yourself there, mate. You're on a very sticky wicket. Oral hygiene is about politeness, but you've fallen into the trap of allowing it to affect on the performance of centuries-old greetings.
I can't talk when I'm gargling. In case I swallow some, you're not so forced to swallow it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold up there, Cochise. There's no need to blow up on me like that.
No, no, but it says on the bottle, you see, do not ingest.
Errol, just back off. You know, I'm only trying to have a powwow. This isn't Little Bighorn. I'm not General Custer, so I'm just going to go to work and leave you alone. Oi, no heavy petting.
Excuse me, I'm giving a first aid demonstration.
I know, I was only joking.
Well, don't. First aid is a very serious business. People's lives are at stake.
All right, OK, class. Now you must remember to pinch the nostrils and hold the head straight. OK, if you'd like to practice that on each other.
Now, I could report you to the leisure facilities area manager for compromising a health and safety directive.
No, you can't. We're short staff. The only way they'd sack me is if I started bombing pregnant women in the slow lane. Or if they drained the pool completely of water and had people just walking up and down in a tiled pit. And they'd probably keep me on just to stop the heavy petting.
Mr. Reynolds, don't stroke her hair while giving her mouth to mouth. It's unnerving.
You're obviously not right for this job.
No, no, I like it. See, it combines my two great loves, water and power.
Mr. Reynolds, relax.
Yes, but it tickles.
So you fancy coming out for a drink later?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, don't blame me, I'm going to the Rose and Crown, it's horrible. Morning, Errol.
Morning.
Oh, think twice, it's another day for you and me in paradise.
Tea?
Tea, give me a cup of tea. Get up in the morning, same thing for breakfast. I want to sex you up.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah, I feel great. Yeah. I might go chess in the zoo today, you know. I've heard the roller coaster goes right over the gorilla's cage and they salute you. Go past. Kind of as a tribute to your evolutionary progress. Yeah. Fancy coming?
No. I'm working at Hildegard's Uber Mutterhorn.
Well, it's your loss, mate, you know. There's only one way to watch giraffes, and that's from a bumper car. First, though, I've got to make a phone call. Hello? Is that the Rose and Crown? Yeah, can I speak to the manager? Yeah. Hello there. I had a little drink in your pub last night. Yeah. Don't know if you remember me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a long chat about mid-year. Yeah. I had the Scottish £10 note. And pointed out there's no K in Scampi. That's right. Yeah. How are you? Good. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, you know when you've had a few drinks and you leave the pub and you've taken something, you know, accidentally, you know, you're like... beer towel or glass ashtray. Well, I've got your plough. No, the big one off the ceiling, yeah. Sorry, by the way, you know what it's like, you've had a few, start showing off. So when would it be convenient for me to drop it round? Really? What, that quickly? Well, there's no need for that, it's only a plough. You don't use it. All right, I'll drop it around this morning. Miserable sod. I mean, he talked to me like I was some kind of thief. I mean, I'm not a thief. I just like a drink every now and then.
But you did take his plough.
But I had a few drinks.
Right, so it's all right if you've had a drink?
Yeah.
So if you'd taken it when you were sober, you'd be a thief?
No, I wouldn't have taken it if I was sober, would I? That'd be stupid. I mean, what do I need a plough for?
So, you took it because you were drunk, but you didn't steal it because you were drunk?
Yeah. Now, are you going to help me with this thing or not?
I'm just making sure I'm not handling stolen goods.
It's a plough, Errol. I hardly think the police are going to be interested in an old piece of rusty agricultural equipment. Don't answer that.
So why are you taking it back?
Because I told him I would.
But if you haven't stolen it, why not keep it?
But it's not mine.
Whose is it then?
All right, Errol, I'm a thief. I'm a no-good, rotten, stinking thief. I nick ploughs. There, I've said it. Thanks, Errol. You know, it helped me a lot there. But if you really want to help, get your fat arse round the other end of this plough and help me get it down the lift. I'll get it. Throw a blanket over the plough. Oh, hello. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, the name's Leon. I just came in to tell you that I'm having a party tonight, so I'm going to be playing my music V-loud.
Oh, brilliant.
So don't come around and complain, because I already know you're pissed off.
Ah, I see. So you don't want...
No. I just don't want any aggravation tonight. I thought we could all get it out of the way now, so I can relax and have a good time with my friends.
Oh, that makes sense.
So whenever you're ready.
Wait. Turn that bloody music down! I can't hear myself think! Boom, boom, boom. You call that music? Who do you think you are? Bruno Brooks?
Finished?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult without actually hearing the rubbish you listen to. I tell you what, if I think of something else, I'll nip upstairs and shout it at you.
Yeah, before the party.
No, I get the picture. Come on, Errol, let's shift this thing. Errol! Errol! Oh, don't hide, it's so provincial. You live in the big city now, we don't hide in London.
Flat 71.
Little ticky tiger jumped at the fish, but you didn't see the lion with a great big dish. He sang another tune on the hoopaloopa flute. Then his pants fell down and his bum
fell. For God's sake, Jasmine, we're trying to write a song for Europe.
I must have taken a shortcut last night.
Shame they wouldn't let us go through the park.
Well, it was picking up a few divots.
What train did you come last night?
I don't know. I was all over the place.
You couldn't have taken it all the way around the Beckett Centre. Maybe you went through the churchyard.
No, there's no way I'd do that.
Why?
What, take a plough through a graveyard? Does that sound like me?
All right, get off and milk it.
It's a plough, not a bike, you idiot. Eh? Come on, Errol, lift it.
You raised it on your own last night.
Oh, I was drunk, wasn't I? It's only around the corner.
I really appreciate this. You know, I'll do the same for you one day.
But I don't drink.
It's a plough! No, you can't say that. You can only say that if I'm driving a car.
Oi, Farmer Giles, I got a brand new combine arms.
It's a plough!
Why don't you ignore them?
Because they don't, you know, it doesn't make sense. I don't mind taking abuse if it's accurate.
Why are you in that plough, you idiot?
That's more like it. Errol, do you have to water the plants now?
Is it very loud?
Yes. Oh, my head.
I don't understand. You were all right this morning.
I was still drunk. I'm never, ever drinking again.
Really?
Of course I'm going to drink again. Just the thing you say when you know, you've got a hangover.
Oh, right. So drinking makes you steal and lie.
It's not a lie, is it? It's just a thing, it's just something you say. All right, I'm a liar.
And a thief.
Okay, I'm a liar and a thief. It's like the old song, regrets when I've had a few.
I can't understand why people drink. It don't make sense. I mean, okay, you have 5 or 6 hours of fun, But the next day, you're sick, you're bad-tempered, you always have to carry a plough 1.5 miles across town. You get a terrible headache. And not only does it make you a liar and a thief, it also makes you wave your genitals out the window.
Oh, I didn't, did I?
28 minutes. It just seems like a raw deal. I can't see why anyone would want to do that twice.
I'll tell you what, you know what really gets me? That barman, you know? We dragged that stupid plough all the way back to his pub, we hung it back up on the ceiling, and he didn't even say thank you.
And he barred you for life.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, nobody's barred from the Rose and Crown.
Could you help us with this button?
They'll give anyone a drink, as long as you're not standing at the food hatch.
Yeah, and sorry, can you clip these braces on at the back? And tie my shoelaces up. I can't bend over in these.
What? Why are you wearing brushed suede hot pants?
I can't afford lederhosen.
Flat 64. Just coming.
I can't hear myself think downstairs with this racket going on. I mean, you know, it's a party. It's not Live Aid. Oh. Right, you know, some of us have got work in the morning. Do you know what time it is?
It's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, but we're playing that game where it's really, pretend it's really late.
It's gone on a bit longer than I thought it would.
OK, Paul, so have you been practising your slapping?
Yes. Knee, leg, thigh, ankle, thigh.
Very good.
Is that OK? Can I get on with the vegetables?
Yeah. Oh, Errol, you still haven't got a proper pair of lederhosen. In the Tyrol, such leather hot pants would be laughed at.
I can't afford the proper ones.
Tomorrow night I will show you how to make proper lederhosen with all the trimmings. Yeah. Okay, your first test. Slapping.
All right. Knee. Thigh.
No, Errol, it's too slow. Faster.
Leg. Knee. Thigh, knee, leg, ankle, face.
No, Errol! Face is supposed to be advanced.
Ow.
Now get back to the kitchen.
Told you before, no running.
I want to go to the toilet.
Walk. Oh. Oi, did that plaster come off you?
Yeah.
Eat it. It's the rules.
Sean, have you read this?
Hmm?
The local paper, it's about the graveyard.
Oh, really?
It says here, on Monday night, the cemetery was desecrated. Someone deliberately dug up a load of the graves. But look, the vicar says, I am devastated. It's as if a maniac had gone on the rampage with a plough.
Oh, shit, that's terrible.
But that's you!
No, because I never went through the churchyard, and I'm not a maniac, and I don't have enough energy for a rampage, you know? It must be one of those crazy coincidences you read about, where on the same night, two people nick ploughs in the same borough, one of them goes through the churchyard, and the other one doesn't.
We got Tyrolean salad on a menu tonight,
Paul,
so we need...
Paul, you've forgotten the bell.
Oh, when she's not about, we generally break with tradition because it drives us mad.
I think it's good to have traditions, to think that this Tyrolean bell is rung every time a Tyrolean mentions the Tyrol.
Stop ringing that bell and come here, you're on washing up.
Yeah. OK, so 2 Tyrolean salads, 2 Tyrolean. Jäger steaks, 1 Tyrolean, sauerbraten and a cream caramel. Tyrolean style. Okay, Errol, look, now, in the busy kitchen, there is no time for bells, yeah?
No, the book says the chime is at the very heart of Tyrolean culture.
Enough of the bell. Okay, now, Earl, these plates are not right. You must stack them in the traditional manner.
Wow! A sledge!
Yeah. And they must be spotless, yeah? Clean, bright, pure is the motto of the Tyrol. Earl!
Flat 30.
What do you reckon about these mobile phones, then?
Well, I don't know what I'm talking about, but they're very dangerous.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
right.
As I understand it, which I don't, when you hold it to your ear, it attracts these beams that gather around the back of your head and cook your hair.
Are you sure?
Definitely not. But then again, it could be a lucky guess.
I have heard they're bad for kids.
From a point of view of complete and utter ignorance, I would say you're right. There might have been a survey recently that proved the beams collide with the Redi-Beck force field, causing an oxbow lake of quantum apathy, which can have a devastating effect on Bob a Job Week. Was it? I don't know.
So why do people let their kids use them?
Because they don't listen to me. They get their information from reliable sources.
I hate half-turn, don't you, Sean? All those wee brats churning in the water.
Ah, that's what it's for, you know. People to enjoy themselves.
No, it's a swimming pool, not a splashing pool. They should be cutting through this water like a knife. How are we ever going to breed Olympic champions when they spend most of their time pulling each other's trunks down?
Yeah, they're having a bit of fun, you know.
Well, there's no point talking to you. You're not a swimmer. You're like the rest of them.
No, I've got my trunks on. What?
I can't get out of the pool.
Why, have you got cramp?
No. They've thrown me trunks on the diving board.
All right, I'll get them. This is the last time. There you go.
They're not mine.
No, they're mine.
Mine are the blue ones.
You get mine as well, they're on the top board.
What's the matter with you lot? You never heard of trunk braces? Is this then?
Yeah, and hurry up. This chlorine's a bit lively.
Hey, can you get my stick as well?
Well, which one, mate? There's loads up here.
The white one.
There's tons of stuff up here. Whose is this atlas?
Well, that's mine.
And the wok?
Yep, mine as well.
And this Crombie?
Uh-huh.
Future, mate, go for a swim before you visit the Sue Ryder shop. So, you've all got your trunks back. You've got your wok, your atlas, your Crombie and your stick. There seems to be just one thing missing. Come on. A big thank you for me. Come on, I've got your trunks back.
Yeah, but that's your job.
You have to.
And I'm blind.
Okay. Well, if there's no thanks, there's no good deeds. I'll have the stick back. The trunks. So, you know, they gave me no choice. I had to take the trunks back. Or my authority in the pool would have been compromised.
You might get into trouble.
Nah, there's no witnesses. Blind bloke and three bare-bottom scallywags. I don't think there'll be a problem. Don't answer that.
I have to, Sean.
Why?
I'm going out.
Are you Sean?
Definitely not.
No, it's me.
Hello, name's Francis. I'm the verger of St Mary's and I was having a drink in the parish last night at the Rose and Crown.
Never heard of it.
From which you are barred.
Ah, that one.
And the landlord, a chap of very sound judgment, told me of an incident involving yourself and a plough. And recently our graveyard was desecrated, and I wondered if you knew if these two events were connected.
Yes. I ploughed up your graveyard. Accidentally and or by mistake.
Because?
I was drunk. Sorry, I feel terrible about it.
But why go through the churchyard?
I mean, I'm not going to carry a plough all the way around the Beckett Centre. Do you think I'm mad?
That would make sense if there was one straight line from one side of the cemetery to the other. But there was a zigzag pattern across the whole churchyard.
Oh, I dropped my keys. Sort of look about for them. Took ages.
You could have put the plough down.
I was drunk, wasn't I? You know, I feel bad. I feel bad, 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 bad.
Well,
bad, bad, bad.
You have committed a serious offence against church property, our Lord, and the sacred resting place of departed brethren. But the Bible teaches forgiveness.
Yeah, well, I mean, if there's any way I can make up for what I've done, I...
At St. Mary's, we are currently raising money for improvements.
Well, I'll do anything. You know, swim, walk, drink.
I believe a way of bringing attention to our cause is to exploit the occult connection between church and the spirit world.
A fate?
No. Are you familiar with the history of St. Mary's crypt? Where men were bricked up alive in its walls, their screams only heard by the rats that gnawed at their ankles? I believe it would help our cause and yours if someone, say you, for example, were to spend a night alone in the bowels of our crypt.
And you'd like that, would you?
Yes, I would.
This book about St. Mary's is amazing. I didn't realise how horrible people were in the times of history.
Yeah, well, it wasn't until the 50s that people started being nice to each other.
Well, look at this. Once the bishop dragged a minstrel to the top of the bell tower, threw him off, dragged him through the streets, flogged him, then bricked him up in the crypt.
I don't really want to know, Errol.
Yeah, but right, when he sobered up, he unbricked him, apologised, and made him Bishop of Dover. But minstrel told him to get you, which is Old English for no thanks. So, the bishop, who had a bad hangover, took him to the river, then got all the local blacksmiths to throw horseshoes at him till he sank. Years later, the bishop was giving mass when the minstrel returned. He'd been swallowed by a whale. But the bishop, he was dumbstruck.
Don't go on like that. I mean, who was this book written by?
Jimmy Savile.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, exactly. All these stories, you know, riches and ghosts, all rubbish, you know. The only thing I've got to worry about down there is getting bored.
Well, don't know. It says here, the last person to spend a night down there went insane. She pulled off one of her ears to stop the voices.
Oh, what was her name?
Claudia Moran.
Flat 31.
Hello, Miss Moran. Hello, Miss Moran. Claudia Moran? Phew, garlic. You don't know me, but I think we might have something in common.
Do you like Santana?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But that's not why I'm here. I am going to spend a night in the same crypt as you. Have I come at a bad time?
There are only bad times.
Oh, I just want a bit of information about it, really. You know, does it get very nippy down there? Do I need to take a flask? And will I be able to pick up capital gold, or is it mainly long wave?
No, the crypt closes in on you. The damp seeps into your flesh as the rats circle ever closer, closer. The whiskers brushing against your face until... Oh.
You pull your ear off?
No, I didn't mind all that. My problem started when...
Who?
The other man who came and asked me about the crypt.
Oh. Did he have blonde hair? Loads of jewellery, tracksuit, cigar? Oh! How about that then, guys and girls?
No,
it's... Oh! It's... Come on, everyone can do Savile. Okay, we'll start with the basic. How's about that then, guys and girls? Evening, Verger.
I was worried you weren't going to turn up.
That's a strange owl.
Yes, I crossbreed owls with parrots. Elliot is one of my mistakes. He refers the works of Jean-Michel Jarre to the Psalms. Shall we go inside?
I must say, St. Mary's has benefited greatly as a result of your sacrifice.
Can we just get on with it? I don't like it up here.
Before you go down there, here's a few things you should take with you. A crucifix. And this ghost trap. It's based on a mouse trap. The spirit crawls through this hole, knocks this lever here, which sends the ball bearings down this tube into this gauze platform, which activates the cantilever mechanism, tipping this small bucket of holy water right onto the ghost's head. I made it myself.
Well, why on earth would a ghost want to go through there?
They love cheese.
But I'm not worried about ghosts. I don't believe in them. And by the time I've worked my way through this lot, I'll be a lot scarier than any ghost.
So, Herr Liebling, you finished your first week here at Obermatterhorn.
No, not for me, thanks.
Nein, it's traditional to celebrate a hard week's work with a glass of schnapps.
Yeah, I don't drink.
It is a tradition.
But no, it makes you do terrible things. It makes you lie and steal and nick plows.
Nein, Errol, it relaxes you. It is a tradition, and you love traditions.
So, it's just down here, is it? Oh, thanks very much.
God, it's pitch black down here.
Right, first things first. Now, when I put that candle, get me matches.
You are a very lucky young man. The Virgin fix it for you to spend a night in the crypt with me. No, it's... How about that then? No, it's...
Morning, Errol.
Morning, Sean.
Oh, you look rough.
I had a drink last night.
Did you steal anything?
No.
Were you drinking at the Tyrolean? What was that noise?
Nothing.
No, there was a noise. There was a noise when I said Tyrolean. No, you nicked a bell, didn't you? Let's go. I mean, I'll tell you what, at least I own up when I do drunken thefts. Do you like the tracksuit?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not keen on the jewellery, the blonde wig and the cigar.
Sean Locke's 15 Stories High stars Sean Locke with Dan Friedman, Alex Lowe, Dan Mersch and Tracy Ann Oberman. It was written by Sean Locke and Martin Trenderman. The script editor was Mark Jones and the producer was Chris Neal.